أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين. In the previous ayat today, when Allah Ta'ala has commanded the Bani Israel that they should go into the land of Sham and conquer the place, and Allah had promised that His life is with them, they just have to go, that is just the outward action, and Allah Ta'ala will give them the land. But they refused, and they told Musa alayhi salam in a very audacious way, "You and your Rabb go, we are just going to sit here. When you people fight and when the place is ready, we will just walk in." So on that, Musa a.s. was very much disturbed and hurt. So he made dua to Allah ta'ala and he said, "Qala Rabbi inni la amliku illa nafsi wa akhi." Bola, "Ey Rabb, mere ikhtiyar mein nahi, magar meri jaan aur mera bhai. And he said, "Oh Allah, I cannot have any control over anyone besides me and my brother who was also a Nabi, Harun alayhi salam, and every Nabi is ma'asoom. That is, they cannot, not only they cannot commit any guna. So I know that me and my brother, we are free of this completely. Please don't mix us with these people. They have shown their great audacity and the great pride and the great obstinacy, and they refuse to go foot and fulfill your command. But I am not from amongst them, and neither is my brother from amongst them. So keep us away and keep us separate from them." And here also, Musa a.s. did not make dua for Yusha and for Kilab, who were the two righteous people also. Though they were righteous and pious, but they were not the Anbiya. And besides the Anbiya, nobody is ma'asoom. That is, that he cannot commit any guna. So Musa a.s. did not directly refer to include them in the dua. But they were included also, but it is not in the sense that they are ma'asoom and that they are free from sin. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So judai kar de to humme aur is nafarman qawm. So oh Allah, separate us from these disobedient people. These people who don't want to listen to your commandment, separate us from them. There are two ways of separation. One is to be physically separated. That is, you are completely separate on your own. And here also you see that to separate from the disbelievers or from the disobedient people is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So either it was physically or it was meaningfully. That is, that though we are together in one place, but we are complete separate entities. We don't have anything to do with one another. Just like the malaika of Adab who are in Jahannam. Though they are in Jahannam, but they have got nothing to do with Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam and the Adab of Jahannam does not affect them in the least way. As though they are there and they are with the people of Jahannam, but they are completely separate. Like that now, Allah Ta'ala as a punishment to the Bani Israel for 40 years in Wadi Atiyah, in a very, they had just been roaming around there. It was an open prison for them and they could not escape from there. They were just caught there and for 40 years they stayed there. And Musa A.S., Harun A.S. was also with them there, but they were not in that azab. They had all that itminan and sukoon. Like for example, husband and wife may be sleeping on one bed next to one another. And the one may be having some nightmares and having a disturbed sleep while the other one is sleeping peacefully. They are together, but yet they are two completely different. The one might have a good night's sleep and the other one doesn't have a sleep at all. Though they are together, but they are completely separate. لكن موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام هارون عليه السلام هو ود بني إسرائيل but they were completely separate from them and they had like nothing to do with them whatsoever. In the same way was Yusha and Kilab alayhim al-Rahma. They were also in the same way with them, but they also were not involved in the punishment. Allah Ta'ala had kept them safe from that punishment. In their 40 years, all these people had died. And now only the progeny of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, Yusha and Kilab alayhim al-Rahma were left. And for them then they went into the land of Sham and conquered it, and Allah Ta'ala gave them complete victory, and they controlled it. And that is the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. For a 40-year period, these people were suffering and going through all the ordeal of the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So we also, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that whatever Allah's command is, we fulfill that command. And we don't disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, otherwise the consequences are very serious. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, forgive us, and guide us to righteousness.